This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stefan Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another episode of Happy Hour. Mm-hmm. Edition of we're going to watch Sex and the City together because Annie's never watched it. And I'm making her watch all of them if we're still alive by the end of this. We'll see.
But I have hopes. I think so.
I have hopes. We are coming to the end of season two. We're in the second to the last episode of season two. That means we're going to have our listener participation happening soon. So look out in your emails if you send us your names.
Or however you contacted us. That's how
yes,
we'll contact
or Instagrams.
You. Yes. And if you've changed your mind, that's totally
that's
cool.
That's okay.
But let us know so we can tell the next person. Yeah.
Until we run out.
There's nobody.
And then there's nobody. We're just going to call friends. Be like, I know you don't care, but you're going to be on it now.
Right.
But yes, we are doing our watch through of Sex and the City, getting good reactions from Annie, get some good life discussions.
We do.
Surprisingly good life discussions based on the 1999 series. Yes, and it looks like Just Like That is now out again. Not a sponsor.
No.
Now, right now, this point while we're recording.
Yeah.
Which is a huge mistake.
Right. And also, have you watched any of it yet, Samantha?
I have not. Have you?
I haven't, but I was reading I'm planning to. I was reading the descriptions, and the second episode is about Carrie having a fight with a podcast advertiser.
Oh, too real. Or is
I
it?
Know.
Let's see how they depict it.
I know. I got to see it, though. I'm like, really?
Like, how do you know? Because we may or may not have been in a scuffle ourselves recently. I don't know.
I've been in a few scuffles. It usually works out fine.
But they all usually work out. There's some like miscommunication, and then I get feisty and petty. It's a little bit petty. Not as petty as some others, but just a little bit. Just enough. But anyway, back to, we are doing season two, episode 17. But before we start, it is a happy hour. We do often sip on something yummy because, you know, it's one of those.
Yes.
We did the Cosmos, I think the first few episodes, didn't we?
We did. That was nice.
Yeah, that was nice. And we'll have to do that again because I made pretty good Cosmos. I will say that.
You do.
But that is not what we're drinking necessarily today. And if you are participating with some drinks or whatever else you're doing, do it responsibly. We love you. Care for yourself. So,
yes.
Annie, what are you sipping on?
Red wine. I bubbled up some of the flavored water we got from a sponsor. And
yes.
I was going to make a gin and tonic before I remembered we have a thing tonight for work. So I should not do that. And then I was going to like drink a beer, but I was like, the carbonation's not good for your voice. So here I am.
I gave up on all that. My bad. I just had to gargle some salt water.
Yeah, you'll be fine. It's, again, I think maybe we're worried about this a touch too much, but
yes.
Yeah, I think you'll be fine.
Early in the morning was fine. 6 p.m. is like, nah, it's over now, bro.
Yeah.
So yes, I am actually drinking a bubbly drink. It is a pineapple sparkling juice beverage from a retail store that I really much like. This was like a nice find, and it probably would be a really good cocktail. But once again, as I've told you and many listeners, I am older now, and my alcohol tolerance is makes me sleepy. So doing a job sleepy, not recommended for me, who is naturally sleepy. So keeping it non-alcoholic today with my bubbly, sparkling pineapple juice beverage, as it says. I'm really on a pineapple kick. I really love pineapple right now.
Pineapple's great.
Everything. So good. Mm-hmm. There is a Jamaican bakery that does a pineapple turnover.
Yes.
Makes me very happy. Anyway, now that we're back, as we always do at the beginning of these episodes, Annie, please give us a recap of what is happening that you can remember.
Okay. So we started the season with a breakup with Big, and then they were dating again, him and Carrie, and then they had a mid-season breakup where she realized she liked dudes who aren't good for her, and then there's been a lot of dating for her around, like, dating the family, dating, which was involved with someone who had, that was my finest moment, someone who had a short orgasms. I got correct. And then, so that's kind of her. Miranda broke up with Steve. Steve broke up with Miranda. They broke up. And so she's also dating a bunch of different interesting folks, including Will Arnett, who, like, was an exhibitionist and had sex with the parents. And then Charlotte is also trying to find the one, which has involved her kind of putting her foot in her mouth with her friends, kind of putting her beliefs on other people. Also somebody falling asleep on top of her during sex and deciding to go to a sex class about that. And then, yeah, Samantha continues to explore and all kinds of things, whether it's sports guys or really enjoying this sex class, actually, or talking about, like BDSM stuff at a BDSM restaurant, all kinds of stuff. So,
you're throwing it way back. Okay. You got all the things in there.
We're getting to the end of the season.
You are correct. Okay. Well, this episode, episode 17, is titled 20-something girls versus 30-something women. What do you think this is about?
Oh, well, I think it's probably about that. Exactly. I think it's about how, like, when you're 20 something, there's sort of this, like, younger student vibe, like, not yet an adult, versus like 30, you're already like, you don't know what you're talking about kind of situation. I feel like we had a similar episode to this with Timothy Oliphant, but like dating someone younger, or maybe dating, no, I would have to be someone younger. and kind of the conversations that go with that and the situations that are different that you find yourself in.
Very generic. I like it.
Yes.
Well, we'll grade you as we come along.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
And besides, the city's completely dead during August.
That's because everyone's in the Hamptons.
We're stuck in traffic trying to get there.
But this could be the last summer that
I'm trying to figure out, have I ever met anyone who actually went to the Hamptons?
We talked about this before because I said this feels like a very New York thing. A lot of the shows I watch based in New York have this conversation about the traffic and getting there. And I was like, is this really what's going on? And I feel like somebody wrote in and was like, yeah.
I have personal relationships of my own, you know.
Not with my clients, you don't.
And I have my own career to worry about.
Your career is being my assistant.
You're so deluded. I mean, you wouldn't even know what's hot if it wasn't for me.
Nina, unfortunately, you don't seem to grasp the vast difference between us.
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh.
You
mm-hmm.
stood in line at Studio 54. I stood in line at Studio 54. The movie.
The movie.
The movie.
But what's so funny is that is so outdated. Anybody her age now would be like, what? What is
yeah,
that? Either one of those things. What is that?
Excuse me, do you remember us in our 20s?
Dimly.
Have a little compassion, ladies. The only thing worse than being single in your 30s.
Love that their luggage, except for Miranda, all match.
That
like,
was something
I have one thing of luggage, and it
yes.
does not match.
That was something in high school where I was like, am I supposed to have a matching purse for every outfit?
Who does this?
It's ridiculous.
Said this place was shabby chic. I'm thinking it's much more shabby chic.
These towels are mildew.
Oh my.
Actually, this whole house smells like mildew.
It's not mildew.
I feel like when you would go to like Airbnbs, that smell is almost the same thing. It's like it feels stuffy.
Yeah.
And overly Lysoled.
Yeah.
Which I guess I appreciate, but.
Right. Yeah. I think it's the, you know, multiple people coming in. But also older houses like this, like they have just so many interesting quirks.
Evidently, while we had taken the Midtown Tunnel, Charlotte had taken the Time Tunnel.
Hi.
Hey.
Come on in. You guys remember Greg?
Hi.
He thinks she's younger than she is.
Oh.
And you know what? My. As I've hit my like stride in my 40s, I'm like, all right, do I look 40? And I keep asking people that repeatedly. And I know
sure.
no one's going to tell me the truth. No one. But seriously.
Maybe I could send you something to read sometime.
Sure. You have no idea what that would mean to me to have someone like you as my mentor.
Oh, well, mentor.
So could I call you sometime in the city? If I could just spend some time with you, that would be so cool.
Of course. I'll be looking at
super interesting way to network.
Networking is so strange anyway. I feel like this is a pretty awkward way to do it, but a lot of times it is like we're at a party, go network.
Yep.
And it feels odd to me.
All right, somebody puked on the deck.
Oh, sorry.
Yo.
Stacey and Holly did too many jello shots.
Jello
what are you, 25 now?
Good morning.
No, 27.
Whatever.
That means back in the city, I wonder.
I've never tried to be younger.
I've never purposely. I think one time somebody was like, is that your age? I was like, yeah, I don't know.
The only time is like when I'm trying to fool like internet for something. I don't want you to know my exact birthday, so I'll miss around the dates.
Mm-hmm. I feel like my friends and I, when we first started going to my grandparents' beach house, we were like sloppy drunks all day, all the time, puking.
You had some stories.
Yeah, which drink responsibly, but
once we got older, it is much more like Miranda, like, I'll go enjoy.
Well, obviously, nice. Again, not drinking during our happy hour episode because I will be sleepy.
Do you think that 25 is too young to write a personal memoir?
Well, as long as it doesn't deal with incest, Prozac, or partying, no.
Well, it does deal with sex, or rather not having sex. It's about how girls my age are saving themselves for marriage.
That's not where I thought that was going to go.
Saving one for marriage. Our virginity.
Are you seriously telling me that you've never had sex with a man?
You know, I was with that group of people during this time.
Yeah?
1999. That was the beginning of, like, the purity culture.
Are you implying I'm some kind of Lewinsky?
No,
some kind of Lewinsky. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Jobs of any kind.
No jobs.
Watching these now, it's kind of like, have you ever had sex with a man? Have you never had sex with a woman? There's like a lot of that.
Yep.
But then, like, if you're like me, maybe you're not into it.
Oh my God, he is such a fox.
He is such a fox. I never used that phrase. I would have been her age-ish around this time. No.
You liar, Samantha.
I would never say the word, he's such a fox.
While we sat under our umbrella, 20-something girls sizzled on the sand like rotisserie chickens.
Excuse me, when did tanning come back in style? Hand me the 45.
45? Didn't know it went up that high.
45. And I now is at 70.
Yeah, the target
SPF. I was trying to buy sunscreen the other day, and it was like 70. I'm like, okay. I read it doesn't matter after like 50, so why are they doing this?
Climate change.
Maybe. But it doesn't affect it. Like, it literally doesn't.
Right.
The SPF really is not effective. Or maybe it has been now. Someone tell me.
Where's she going?
To the drugstore. Charlotte really is in her 20s. She's got crabs.
Oh my gosh, she really does have crabs.
That night, wow. I called Dr. Migo. I figured it was an emergency.
I like that they don't, like, they do stigmatize it and make it a joke, but they don't act like it's not, like, it's abnormal.
Right.
And, like, the worst thing possible. Like,
right.
They are, like,
implying that it does happen.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you have to be a dirty person for that to happen. That's not necessarily true.
Now, this, where she's talking about Charlotte's situation to the guy she just met. I don't know how I'd feel about that if I was sure.
That's fair.
But
that's fair.
Is it you?
Oh dear.
Yeah. Big.
Look who it is. What are you doing here?
What am I doing here? What are you doing here?
They like run in the same circles. It's big, everybody.
I mean, obviously, because he's rich.
Oh, Carrie, this is Natasha.
Hi, it's a pleasure to meet you. I've heard so much about you.
I'm gonna guess she's
really?
Younger. Natasha's Carrie.
He's not called a cougar. What is he?
Excuse me. It's nice to meet you.
Sugar daddy is too nice of a compliment. Because she's also the girl's rich on her own.
Yeah. Dirty old man.
Dirty old man. Let's go with that. Because he's older than Carrie. So I think he's at this point, he's late 40s.
Yeah.
And you don't bat an eye. But if, for me, if I were to date someone that age difference, 26 even, like, I would be like, hell no. Like, that makes me feel dirty.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire.
with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Okay, that was the end. Big is back. We are not happy with the 20-something-year-old.
Back again.
Yep. I don't want to give you too much credit because you just generically guessed.
But I feel like I was close with my generic guess.
You see. So you're passing.
Oh,
can't get quite a B. You didn't give me specific.
C+.
I'll give you 3 out of 5 stars.
All right. I'll take that one.
Give you the middle ground here.
Okay.
Yeah. So summertime in the Hamptons.
Mm-hmm.
Did not go so planned as for everybody, except for Samantha. Mm-mm. She came out on top, taking over the event. She didn't get paid for it, I don't think. So she just took over and made Gina look good instead of letting it
Nina.
Fail.
Nina.
Nina
or Gina?
Yeah. It's just Nina. Yeah. You're right. Nina G. I was adding that G.
There we go. You just combined it into one.
Combining it to one.
Uh-huh.
And then we have Charlotte getting crabs. She, every time, like for her though, she's like the cautionary tale that whenever she does something that's a little out of line, she gets into trouble. Like whether it's the double dating and she gets caught.
Right.
And now she just like throws caution to the wind, lies about her age, and then gets crabs. Like, I feel like she's like, yeah, she's over the top, but she shouldn't have been put all through all that. That's unnecessary. Writers.
I'd like to date Samantha.
Darren Star, what are you doing, man?
I do feel like she is, it's so, her character is so interesting because she is the one that's like looking for the one.
The
and
one.
And she has that idea in her head. And like, not to shame her at all for like all the people she's dated, but it does kind of feel like it's a punishing of her, of dating, lying about her age. You've got crabs. Double date. They both find out. They become friends.
Right.
You're a man. Like,
right.
Yeah.
The dude falls asleep on her. Like all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Just never goes well for her.
It's kind of implied like she's boring, but also to me, and this, you know, I grew up in a small town, but to me, it seems like she's doing way more than I was ever doing. I
think someone actually made an account of how many people they slept with based mm-hmm. on the episodes. It's high. Not that that mm-hmm. matters, but it's also like the thing that I used to be like, how are you not exhausted? How do you have time to do all those things and have sex with that many men while having a full-time job and hanging out with your friends? That's not mm-hmm. possible.
No.
How do you meet these men? That's the other part of that. We already had mm-hmm. this episode about the dating, and I'm like, it's hard. Who are you? Where? Maybe New York is a whole different beast when it comes to like the amount of men.
That's true.
And like you can meet and never meet. As for Atlanta, again, I would go through picking back up on dating apps, and I swear to God, it would just regurgitate the same 3 people.
Yeah. I feel like I have read that somewhere. That's kind of the problem. One of the issues with online dating. Which is not different than in real life dating. In a small town, it's a small town. And I have friends who are like, I will drive an hour to date somebody in the city, which to me, again, exhausting.
Also, I think if you live in the city, you'll refuse to go outside of the city.
I know. I'm a terrible person.
That's me. I'm like, you don't live in Atlanta? Nah.
Yeah. I mean, you can put up those. I just do feel bad because I have friends who will make the drive, and I'm like, I wouldn't make that drive.
I would never.
But
I'm never coming to see you there. See you when you come through here.
Or it's like a rare special occasion.
I will show up.
Right.
But yeah, does feel very like kind of city girl.
I feel like I'm not, like, I've heard people say that repeatedly, like, because you know, you put your location, how far your distance is, and I'm like, 5 miles, that's too far.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's also like, I was thinking about this the other day, because I was before the pandemic, I was a very outgoing person. Mm-hmm. Like, I might not drive super far, but I would come and I would hang out. And I liked it. A lot of it was performative, but I did like it. And I, like, this morning I woke up and one of the first thoughts I had was, sometimes I miss the old Annie and sometimes I'm just happy with the new one who doesn't have to do any of that. Yeah. So I'm watching this episode and they're in the Hamptons and they're at this cowboy themed party. And I'm like, I think I might be done with that thing.
I already told you, no, absolutely not. I'm like, I'm over all of this. Like, unless I have to do it for my job or because it's my friendship, like there's a friend thing, right? Then nah.
Yeah, like I love Dragon Con. But that's like the 1 year, like I think I would do it for a very nerdy thing that I loved, but like just the going to a party like that. Unless it was a friend or it was like a very nerdy thing. And even then, because a lot of people who throw those nerdy parties, if I don't know them, probably no.
I will not go.
Yeah.
Most of our events that we have to do for work, if you don't go, I'm not going.
That is true. I always know when you ask me, I'm like, the question she's really asking is, does she have to go?
True story. but yeah, so the 20-something girls versus 30-something women essentially is the difference in likability, maturity, and how people function. And we talk about this a lot because even in our show, in our crew, we have a vast age. Like, I am the oldest, and then you sit pretty further down from me, as we discussed. And then we have Christina, our super producer, who is further down. And then Maya, our executive producer, who's a little further down. And then Joey, who is all the way down, just getting graduating from college. And then, so we really do have like 2 decades worth of generations here. And I find it interesting because when we have a conversation, it doesn't feel like it's that gapped out because the interest between you and Joey is pretty similar.
Yes.
But the way like we communicate or things that we think we might be important is different, or how we would do something or what we see something is like, huh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think when I was watching this, I did like the message of compassion. And I think also, though, like, young people are smarter than anyone, like, than we give them credit for. And it's amazing how quickly you forget that. But at the same time, I remember being like, me at 21 knew nothing. Like, that feels like remembering a different person. Mm-hmm. Like, I just had so much growing to do and learning to do. And so I could relate to that kind of being like messy and just, I was just all over the place then. I would like dart here, dart there, dart. I was just all over. So I thought that was interesting, but I do think that's important to remember as well, is that age doesn't equate necessarily wisdom or
intelligence. No, I definitely would agree. And I think on top of that, the level of awareness, I think the younger generation is more self-aware than before.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's very good to know. Mm-hmm. I will say, and I've reiterated this, my mid-30s, and to even today, I'm so happy to be here. 20s sucked for me, and I hated it in my 20s. Again, the age-old adage of, like, youth is wasted on the young, I did not understand that, because that's just such a weird statement. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What does that mean? And at this point, I'm like, oh, the confidence that I have now, I really wish I had at that point where I could have, not that I could have done more, but I had more opportunities to make the decisions like that were life-changing then to today, that shaped to today.
Yeah.
I don't think I would change anything because it would have completely altered where we are. But understanding where I am and being comfortable and caring less, little less, of what people think of me and being somewhat happy of where I am and understanding what it took to get here,
Mm-hmm.
So much more comfortable. Mm-hmm. So much more comfortable in being able to say no. So much more comfortable in being able to stay at my house. So much more comfortable in not having to compete with people. Like, it just, it feels better. And then also having the money to fix things that I couldn't fix then.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that's, speaking for myself, I think that's one of the things I look back on and it really makes me sad, is that when I was in my 20s, I wish I had known then that, like you said, I could say no, that I could. I wish I had been more educated, just in general, about like consent, life stuff, all kinds of stuff. I wish I had been more educated and that I had had the confidence to know, because I was so insecure, that I had the confidence to kind of be like, no, it's okay. It's okay.
Right.
That's my big looking back that I wish I had had. But it's all like throughout this episode too, is very much the societal preference for younger women.
Right.
So that's there as well.
Right. We just started on that conversation, obviously, as we're introduced to Big's new girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to play a bigger part.
Wasn't that in, that was in And Just Like That, right? She was.
Yes, she was.
She was.
Yes, she was. Very good.
See?
So you kind of have a spoiler. Yeah.
I do. But I think I'll still won't guess anything and I'll still be shocked. Because apparently I'm not good at it.
It's the way they took it. I don't know if they meant to, but it makes Carrie the villain.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Well,
things to come.
Things to come. Which, speaking of, yes, we are going to choose our name right after this. So be looking out for your the listeners who have entered. Be looking out to see if you're the winner. And again, if you don't want to do it anymore, no hard feelings. Just let us know. But that, in theory, is the next episode we're doing. So
true story.
Yes. Of the Sex and the City one, because we alternate. But all right. Thanks for joining us, as always. If you would like to contact us, you can. Our email is stephanieandmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok @StephMomNeverToldYou. We also have a YouTube. We have a TeePublic store. And we have a book. You can pre-order it at StuffYouShouldReadBooks.com. You can also get it on Audible. Thanks, as always, to, yes, our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stephon Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.